Hi, this is Ryan from Bob Ward's with your recreation report for the weekend. And we're talking about spring hunting. We've got spring bear and turkey opening up. Turkey is on the 14th. Bear is on the 15th of this month. So that's kicking off here in just a moment. Switching over to fishing, Bozeman area, Gallatin River, nymphing remains solid with rubber legs, other stonefly nymphs, as well as small attractors like Copper Johns and Little Green Machines. Firebead, Ray Charles have been a good second fly. San Juan worms, buggers, and small sculpins have been working well too, especially when it warms up a little and the water gets a little color to it. On the lower Madison River, depending on the day and the area, the fish are still on the spring bugs program, looking for one or two combos, including a crawdad, San Juan worm, Ray Charles, or other scud sow imitation, midge, or hare's ear. Also, we've been hearing that there are BWOs starting to pop. Be prepared with olive or purple dry mayflies in a size 16 to 20. On the upper Madison, eggs and flashy San Juan worms are a good place to start with fly selection. Stonefly nymphs, midge, and betas are also solid choices if they aren't eating the pink stuff. Yellowstone River, purple hazes, parachute atoms, royal wolves have been working if the fish are willing to rise a bit. Nymphing's been good with a combination of flies including rubber legs, woolly buggers, small sculpin, San Juan worm, midge, betas, or firebead, rainbow, weights, flies. Switching over to Butte, warmer weathers continue to break up the ice pack on the rivers in southwest Montana. Large ice flows have been a problem in some areas of the Big Hole where shelving occurs. Midge and mayfly patterns have been good during the warmer parts of the day with streamers and bugger patterns working well early in the day. Sparkle minnows number 4, feather schwala number 8 or 10 have been drawn. The browns, zebra midge, black or olive in 14 or 16 are providing good hookups in the shallower runs. Beaverhead has been a little muddy, however. Yellow streamers like the JJ Special are providing some hookups for fly fishermen. Pat Stone olives and micro mays are good choices below the surface. Bank fishing on Clark Canyon Reservoir and the Ruby and Delmo should improve the next few weeks as ice conditions recede. Whatever you do this weekend, make sure you swing into Bob Ward's and gear up first. We've got a $5 over wholesale shoe sale going on. Yeah, most of our shoes up to 60% off, and they are yours. Pay just $5 over wholesale. Walk out the door with a new pair or several new pairs of kicks. And then get out there and have a great time this weekend.